Parshat Zot HaBracha, we have all the brachot that Moshe gave to the various Shvatim. And some of them are pretty straightforward and we understand. Some of them seem to us a little bit strange. So one of the curious ones is what Moshe says to Shevet Reuven. In Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says, Yechi Reuven Val Yamot, Vihi Metav Mispar. Let Reuven live, not die. And let his people become few, let his dead people be a number. What does this mean? So Rashi tells us, Yechi Reuven b'olam hazeh v'al yamut l'olam haba. Let him live in this world and not die in the next world. That's still somewhat an enigmatic statement. What exactly does that mean? So the Darash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein explains that even though a person lives his life in this world following the way of the Torah, it's important that he also influences his sons and others, that even after he dies, they should continue to keep the Torah and do the mitzvos. We're supposed to try and be a positive influence on those we're directly responsible for. Those are our sons and those are our students, but also on those around us. The people should continue to be doing mitzvos and let some of that be because of us. And therefore, after we die and we're no longer in this world, so when you leave this world, you only have what the mitzvos you did in this world. Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kibimaitim chofshi," that when you die, you are free. You're free from the mitzvot. What does that mean? That you're no longer able to do any mitzvot. So what? The only way you're able to still influence the world, still influence people in the world, is if you taught and educated others and inculcated them with the importance of the Torah and the values of the Torah, and gave them the ability to keep the Torah. Mish lamad v'limed v'chinech et banav v'acharim b'derech Hashem. Then the mitzvos that those people do, all the mitzvos that your children do, all the mitzvos that your grandchildren do, all the mitzvos that your students do, all the mitzvos everybody you ever educated or influenced in this way to be doing mitzvot, so those mitzvos also help you continue to accumulate your zchuyot in the next world. Harim asem asu shegam acharim oto nitosaf lo zchuyotam yibanav v'talmidav. You're going to continue. You have a running ticker, a running counter in Olam Haba that counts all the mitzvah that your children are doing, that everybody that you influenced and taught is doing. So therefore, even though you're in Olam Haba, al yamut lo Olam Haba, you're not meat. You're still alive. Your counter is still going based on everyone that you're able to help educate and continue while you're in this world. All the mitzvah that they're doing continues to help you rack up zchuyot in the next world. So when the pasuk says, Himitav Mispar, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say that your sons, when you taught them to be Derech Hashem, to follow Derech Hashem, you're saying that now they're Anshei Mispar, they're people who count. You could count them as people, you could count the deeds and actions that they're doing. Because those who aren't keeping the Torah, those who aren't, they can't be counted for this purpose. They're not Chashuv L'Klum, they're Chashuv L'Klum when it comes to this regard. The whole point is that in this world, you have a counter, all the mitzvot you do, and in the next world, that counter continues to run based on all those you taught and educated and raised to continue to do the Torah mitzvot. So the message here is double. One is to make sure to try to do as many mitzvot as we can in this world to help run up our count, okay? Because we want more zchuyot in Olam Haba. But number two, it's also the responsibility to continue to educate and teach our students and our children and anyone else that we're able to influence, so that when they continue to do mitzvot even after we're gone, even after we're no longer in this world, that their mitzvot will still help us continue to accumulate zchuyot. So this is a very important message to remember as we're dancing on Simchas Torah. That's what Vizot HaBracha, when we read it, is to remember that we're celebrating the Torah that we have, and we need to take stock of all our learning and all our mitzvot to make sure that we are learning and accumulating as many mitzvot as we can, but also at the same time, making sure that our children and our students and anyone we're able to influence also knows that they should be continuing to learn Torah and do the mitzvot, so that even after we're gone one day, Mizrat Hashem, Admei HaVesrim, we will continue to accumulate zchuyot.